Blog Talk Radio.
My heart to you.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, welcome to another time on Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight's awesome host is going to be Elder Samuel Hembrick. He'll be coming up shortly, and we can't wait for him to join us, ladies and gentlemen, as well tonight on the network. So we thank God for you tonight. We thank God for the opportunity to be here on the network tonight. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, that number out there is 347-843-4559, the call-in number. Matter of fact, let's just get the Lord a hand cup of praise before we even continue here. Thank you, Jesus, for being here tonight. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes. Woo! Man, we thank God for Jesus. We thank God for Holy Spirit. We thank God for you tonight as well, ladies and gentlemen. So God is so good to us, and we praise his wonderful name. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Straight to the Point. Elder Hembrick's coming up shortly. Hey, the number again, 347-843-4559, 347-843-4559, and we will be opening up the lines later on as well. So if you have a comment, question, or praise report, prayer request, let us know, because we're going to take it before the Lord, because he can handle all things at the same time. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. 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 Well, ladies and gentlemen, again, if you're just joining us across the network, thank you so much. Those listening globally as well, live right now, and those later on, thank you so much for being with us. Hey, don't get it twisted, folks. We give God all the praise and all the glory. And on the all the honor in Jesus' name, is, amen. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you would put your hearts and prayers and excitement together as we open up the mic for Brother Hembrick tonight. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Straight to the Point, and we thank God for you. Brother Hembrick, thank you for being with us tonight, sir. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Isn't God good tonight? We're going to give God more praise tonight, because he's just so worthy tonight to be praised. And we're going to come to lift up the name of Jesus tonight. We're not going to let nothing get in our way. We're going to give God praise. We're going to give God glory. We're going to give God honor. We just want to give thanks tonight to him, first of all. Then we're going to give thanks to my wife tonight for she can be on the line tonight. So we're going to give God praise, and we're going to ask that you continue to pray for her and continue to lift her up tonight.
We're going to give praises
and honor to Dr. Henderson tonight for us allowing us to be on this platform with her. God be the glory to that. We're going to give God praises for Dr. Vaughn, who works so diligently on this broadcast, Men Let's Talk Radio, every Monday and every day during the week. Father God, we want to, Lord, ask that you continue to bless him and keep him in perfect peace with his mind stayed on thee, Lord. We thank you for protecting him over this, over the incident that happened in Georgia. We thank you for protecting him and his family, God, that they wasn't nowhere around. God, we thank you for that protection, oh God. God, we thank you tonight, God. We glorify you tonight, God. We lift up holy hands tonight, God, because, God, you are just so worthy. Hey, glory to your holy name. God, you're just so worthy tonight to be praised. And, God, we just come to lift up the name of Jesus. There's no other name that we could lift up. We hold up holy hands. We give God all the glory. We give God all the honor, because he is a precious God. He is a loving God. He is a glorious God. He is a promising God. He's a God that don't lie. He's a Father God that never sinned, God. Came on the earth, God, for our sins, oh God. God, we thank the God that we serve, God. Oh God, Jesus Christ, our Savior, God. God, we thank you tonight, and we praise you tonight, because you, God, are so worthy tonight to be praised. God, we give you glory, and God, we give you honor tonight. And I'm just so grateful and so thankful tonight that I have this opportunity to be on Straight to the Point tonight. What a wonderful broadcast to be on. What a wonderful platform to be on. My wife and I both are excited about being on the platform Dr. Henderson. I thank God for her, and I thank God for everyone that's listening tonight. I thank God for the ones that will be coming back later on and listen to it at a later time. You know, tonight God is just good. God is just good. I just want to give God praises tonight. I just want to give him praises tonight. I just want to give him glory tonight because he's just so worthy. He's been so good to me. He's been better to me than I've been to myself. And I'm just thanking him for everything that he do all tonight. Well, I don't want to hold you up too long tonight. I want to come at you and with a word. I'm coming out of the book of Genesis tonight, the 16th chapter of Genesis, and coming from verses 9 through 11. It says that, then the angels of the Lord said, return to your mistress and submit to her authority. The angels added, I will give you more descendants than you can count. Number 11, and also the angel said, you are now pregnant and will give birth to a son, and you are to name him Ishmael. Hey, my God, for the Lord also heard about her misery. I want to come up to you tonight, and my subject tonight will be no-win situation. Lord Father, we come to you tonight, God, to thank you tonight, to give you praises tonight, to give you honor, God. Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for the song that was played, oh, Father God, by Tasha Carr. We thank you, oh, God, for that. Oh, God, we ask, Lord, that you would bless her and keep her, Father God, and continue to open her ears and open her mouth that she continue to sing songs of glory, Father God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Like I said, I will come at you from Genesis, 16th chapter of Genesis. No win situation. Sometimes we are powerless because of our situation, because of our station in life. We may be in a situation where other people have power over us. We may feel that we are trapped by the demand of others, that they know no way to please them. It's double-minded. To please one is to disappoint the other. Sometimes when we feel stuck and frustrated with relationships, we take on a manual of control by escaping thoughts of our addictive behavior. My God. Our addictive behavior. Did you hear that? Our addictive behavior, because we don't have our way. We want to be in control. We want to do it our way and not God's way. It's all about us. It's all about I. It's not about God. Praise him. Well, here's the situation that's in Hagar, that's in Genesis, the 16th chapter, where Hagar, who was powerless. She was a servant, praise God, of Sarah and Abraham. So when they were upset because Sarah could not bear children, Hagar was given to Abraham until the 17th chapter. But he was named Abe as a surrogate. When she did not become pregnant as they had wanted, Sarah got jealous. See, Sarah got jealous, and Sarah was the one that allowed her servant, which was Hagar. Hagar was minding her own business, but just because Sarah couldn't have any children, back up in the first verse, they talked about Sarah. They were together for 10 years and weren't able to have any children. And Sarah was getting disgusted because she couldn't provide a child for Abe. I keep saying Abraham, but Abe. Praise him. She couldn't provide her, so she told her servant, which was Hagar, praise God, told her that she would have to have sex with Abe. And in the same time, Sarah got jealous because She allowed this to happen, but still she got jealous of her servant. And she told her servant to do this. See, that's a no-win situation. She was in a no-win situation. She didn't know what to do. She didn't know how to do it. She had to obey orders. Just like we have to obey orders. We have to obey God. We have to obey people who we think that who are in charge of us. We get in powerless situations day after day, night after night, minute after minute. We get in powerless situations, and we don't know what to do. We have to think and concentrate on God. I talked about this the last time I was on, and last month I was on, and I talked about belief. See, we got to believe who God is. Even though that we are in slavery, praise him, we got to believe that we got to trust and believe in God. Hagar believed in God. This is what he did. He said, well, she did become pregnant and did what they wanted him to do, did what they wanted her to do. Sarah got jealous that she beat Hagar, and Hagar ran away. Just because Hagar obeyed her servant. Sarah and Abe were her servants. But Sarah got mad because she couldn't produce any children. And she wanted her husband to have a child. So she got mad at Hagar and beat her Hagar. Hagar got tired of getting those whippings, so she ran away. Hey, praise God. Listen to that. Said she ran away. All along out in the wilderness, she was met by an angel who gave her an amazing message. She told her to return to her mistress and submit. This is in the 11th verse. It said, return to her mistress and submit to her authority. See, the angels, even though she was Hagar was a slave, a mistress, and she was a mistress for Sarah to have baby by Abe. She did what she's supposed to do. But Sarah showed that, see, that jealousy came in there, praise God, the jealousy came in there, and Sarah couldn't take it, even though she told Hagar what to do. Hey, glory to God. See, that's how we do. When we tell people what to do and things start to happen and the angel come and speak to you and you think that that person's in charge of you, but the angels come and speak to you and tell you to do what you're supposed to do, then look, you the winner. You the winner. But Hagar was in a no-win situation. And I know that there's been, praise God, that there's people today on this line that's been in a no-win situation. Praise him. A no-win situation is not a good situation to be in because you're trying to please this person and disappoint this one over here. You got to do for this person to make this person happy, but this person over here is disappointed because you didn't do what they asked you to do, or they wanted you to do. Praise God. So the angel added, and I will give you more than you can count. See, just because she was obedient. Glory to God. Obedient. She was obedient. And the angels also said, you are now pregnant and will give to a son. You are given a son and you are to name him Ishmael, for the Lord had heard about your mystery. This is in the 16th chapter of Genesis. It's the first book of Genesis. It's the first book of the Bible, Genesis. Praise him. When you are in a no-win situation, praise God, and you see that you have no way out, but you do what you're supposed to do, and you obey the angel that comes along later and talk to you. Don't be upset. You don't have any reason to be upset because you did what you're supposed to do. Just like if you're on your job, praise God, and your boss asks you to do what he wouldn't even do, but you did it anyway because that's your boss. So you did it anyway, but then the angels came and spoke to you and told you, don't worry about it. I'm going to take care of everything for you. And you wind up getting promotions over top of your boss because you was obedient. You was in a no-win situation. You were obedient to what your boss had asked you to do. And he wouldn't even do it himself, but yet he asked you to do it. Praise God. Just like, hallelujah, glory to his name. You know, God is a good God. Let's get that straight. God is a good God. God is worthy to be praised. And we come to lift up the name of Jesus tonight. We come to give God the glory tonight. We come to give God the honor tonight. We come to praise his name. No matter what our situation is, no matter what kind of relationship we in, if it's a good relationship or a bad relationship, we're going to give God the glory because we know that God's going to help us out of our no-win situation. He's going to make a no-win situation a great situation. Praise him. Are you praying with me? He's going to make that situation better than you even thought it would turn out to be. You ready to go to the divorce court, but and you weren't ready to get a divorce, but God said, don't worry, when you get to the court, everything is dismissed. No divorce. You're still married. Because God stepped in. God helped you. Your situations, your finances might be right. You don't know how you going to pay this bill or how you going to pay that bill. This bill is behind. That bill is behind. You don't have any food in your refrigerator. My God, hallelujah. But just God stepped in and fixed that problem for you. Fix that situation, and you was in a no-win situation. He made that no-win situation into a great situation. Glory be to God. Y'all better come on and give God some praises tonight. You better give God some praise because God is so good tonight. And I'm talking about the no-win situation, how that no-win situation can turn into a great situation. You better give God some praise tonight. You better jump up and down. You better do some, like Dr. Henderson said, you better do some flips. Hey, praise God. You better do some flips tonight because the God is good and God is worthy to be praised. And we come to lift up the name of Jesus tonight. I'm lifting his name up tonight. I'm giving him glory tonight. I'm giving him honor tonight. I'm giving him my whole life tonight. In other words, I'm surrendering tonight to him because I can't do anything without him. Without God, I can't do anything. We can't do anything. And you know, it's the body of Christ. We can't do anything without Christ. We need Jesus in our life. He's our Savior. He's our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God, I just thank you tonight. Like I said, I wasn't going to be too long tonight. I just want to get that point tonight. I just want to get that point that when you're in a no-win situation, God will make your situation a greater situation. If you are addicted to drugs or any kind of compulsive any kind of compulsive behavior, God will fix that addiction or compulsive behavior if you just allow him to do it. If you just allow him to do it. Okay, you went out there and prayed God and you did this and you got in a bad situation. You got into a bad relationship. If you just sit back and make that no-win situation that you got yourself in, praise God, God will make that situation a greater situation. I promise you. God be the glory. I thank you tonight, and I give God all the honor and all the glory. Glory to his holy name. I'm through, Elder. You ready?
Oh, that's powerful. Powerful, Elder Hembrick. That is a powerful word tonight. Wow.
Amen.
Thank you so much for encouraging us tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, we got to talk about this one. Hey, if you're just joining us, ladies and gentlemen, That's the voice of Elder Samuel Hembrick, ladies and gentlemen, on Straight to the Point tonight. His scripture tonight, folks, if you missed it, we encourage you to read this later on for yourself as well. Genesis chapter 16, verses 9 through 11. Hey, I hope you all was taking some notes, man. I took some notes while Elder was talking to guys. But Elder, I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the lessons learned here from this particular passage of scripture. And thank you so much for that. And one of the things, as we know, ladies and gentlemen, when you read, for those who know, that God told Abram and Sarah that they were going to have a child. They just got ahead of the situation there.
Yeah.
And that's the lesson there, guys, that we hear from God. Don't try to get ahead of God. Now, God was so merciful, he still blessed them. He blessed Sarah.
Yes.
He still blessed Hagar, which is powerful. And as you know, Brother Hembrick, we got, just because of that, not mistake, but because Abram didn't listen to God the way he's supposed to, we've got two nations still fighting today against that situation. Isn't that amazing?
See? Mm-hmm.
Just amazing. Over one disobedient area,
right.
a whole nation, a whole world is up, and people are dying over that stuff, man. It's amazing how that, one thing, folks. So the lessons learned is that we got to, when we hear from God, ladies and gentlemen, we hear from God, as Elder talked about, you got to wait on the Lord. Oh, man, don't try to get ahead of him. Even God is so merciful. He still blessed the people. He still blessed Hagar and Sarah. But, man, why go through all that with all this history? That we just need to listen to God the first time, folks. And we just think about God today, because God, we can't do without him, folks. But if he if he said that something's going to come to pass, don't try to force it ahead. Just wait on the Lord, folks. Don't wait on the Lord. He still loves us so much. Praise God for that. He loves us so much, ladies and gentlemen. He'll still bless you, but it won't be the same blessing as he originally started out with for you. So we thank God for that. What a powerful, powerful word tonight as well. I love it.
That's
you know, Brother Hembrick, I wanted you to talk to the brothers out there today, too, as well, the brothers that are married, those thinking about marriage a little bit as well, getting married, and those maybe in relationships where they're going to make when people think about getting married and married too as well. But can you talk to the brothers out there about coming back home to Christ a little bit, please?
Amen. Glory to God. To all the brothers on this radio station tonight, and all the brothers all over the land, all over the world. God is good. When you're in a no-win situation, don't give up, because God's going to make that no-win situation a greater situation if you just trust and believe, just like he did Hagar, just like he did Sarah. Abe, and both of them, Sarah had their child. Hagar had a child, and then she had more child than they can even count. You know, so God will, just don't let that situation just don't let the situation mess you up. Just hold on to God's changing hands. And if you out there today, my brothers, if you out there today and you out in the world and you doing things that you don't need to be doing, you're doing drugs, you're doing alcohol, and you've been wanting to try to get out from doing it, and every time you try, something always bothering you. You get into a no-win situation that you keep going back to the same thing. You keep going back to hitting that pipe. You keep going back to shooting that dope. You keep going back, you know, and drinking that alcohol. You keep going back and doing smoking cigarettes. You just keep going back and do the same thing because you think that's your relief. And then when you're in a compulsive behavior, you just got to be careful. You just got to trust in God, because there's no situation bigger than God.
Yeah.
God can handle every situation, my brother. God can handle everything that you're going through. But you got to turn it over. You got to trust and believe in him.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have hope. You got to have hope that God will work it out for you. You got to have belief that God will work it out for you. I don't care what it might be, my brother. I don't care what you're going through, my brother. I don't care if you have a job problem. I don't care if you have a financial problem. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what it is. If you just turn it over to God, God will make that no win situation or great situation. But you got to turn it over to God. For you got to get turn it over to God. You just can't. Now listen to this. Now this is what's going to get you, my brother. You just can't turn it over and take it back. That ain't gonna work.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't gonna work. Can't take it back. You got to give it up for sure. You're just gonna say, "Well, I'm gonna do this today because this is what Elder's talking about. I'm gonna give it up today, but tomorrow I'm gonna go right back to what I said." You can't do that. You can't do that, my brother. You got to give it and leave it with God. Because if you don't leave it with him, your situation is not going to get any better.
Amen.
You're going to keep on doing the same old.
Yep.
As you would have been because it's comfortable. You're in a comfortable spot. See, we can get comfortable, my brothers. You know, we can get comfortable.
Yeah.
But that's our problem. Sometimes we get too comfortable thinking that the situation that we're in, we can't get out of it because we keep going back to the same old. We keep going back to drugs. We keep going back to alcohol. We keep going back to hurting our friends, hurting our family members, hurting our wife, hurting our husband. We keep going back to that same old stuff, hurting our children. We keep going back to that. Beating on them and making them think they got to do this. You can't do that. You got to turn that situation over to God, because that's not a no win. That's a no win situation. You're not going to win no matter how you do. If you don't turn that situation and give it up to God, my brothers, you got to give it up to God, my brothers. You can't get away. You can't get away without giving up to God. You got to give it up to God. You got to trust and believe in God. And I think about this, and I'm going to say this. I think about, because I got this new win situation out of the book I'm coming out tonight, which is it's a life recovery Bible. Okay? It talks about the 12 steps, and the step that I came out today was the first step. And it said, we admit that we were powerless over our dependency, that our life became unmanageable. See, our life became. See, we got to remember that, you know, we everything we can't do. We can't do nothing by ourselves.
We can
do it by ourselves because we are fired up. You know, my God, we are fired up and we are pumped up and think that we got it like that, but we don't have it like that, my brothers.
Amen.
We got to wake up and smell the coffee.
Yep.
God is saying to you, give your life to me. Brothers, we need to give our life to Christ because of all these things that are happening now. Killings, shootings, mobs, killing people unnecessarily. People with school buses, cars, just unnecessarily. Yeah. Brothers, we got to come together in Christ. We got to accept Jesus as our personal Savior. Until we accept Jesus as our personal Savior, we're going to be in this mess forever.
That's right.
But we the one that's got to start it, because we are here first. God made Adam, then Eve, but we are here first.
Yeah.
So we got to get it together.
Yep.
We got to main our composure. We got to main our check our attitude. We got to check our disposition. We got to check our well-being.
Yeah.
We got to put God first. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, powerful. Thank you so much. Amen. Glory to God, Elder. Thank you. Thank you so much for talking to the brothers out there. And we're just excited about the brothers taking charge. Some of those right now around the world are saying, "Hey, Father, forgive me for all my sins and get back to the Lord. We want you to get back to the Lord." Elder mentioned it tonight, ladies and gentlemen. There is no other way but through Jesus Christ. He is the only way.
That's right.
He is the only way. Amen. Right. Powerful, powerful, powerful
Amen.
Words, Elder. Elder, back to you for final words. Anything else you want to say, sir? God bless you before we go to song.
All right. Amen. Amen. God is just so good. And I just pray and thank God for people will come back and, you know, listen to this message later on.
Yes.
God is good, and just hear what God is saying, not what I'm saying, but what God is saying.
Amen.
To me, to you. It's not about me, it's all about God. And
amen.
I just truly thank God for this time this evening.
Yes.
What a marvelous and a mighty God we serve. The angels bow before heaven and earth adore him. Remember that. We got to remember that heaven and earth adore him.
He's a mighty God.
And so I'm thankful tonight, and I'm grateful tonight. And I give God all the glory and all the God. I want to thank God for my wife tonight. I ask you that you continue to pray for her, continue to lift her up, because she's doing really well. She had therapy today, and
amen.
I am really so proud of her, how she's progressing,
how she's doing.
Her body is getting to be more stronger each and every day, and she's taking upon herself to do things. And
hallelujah.
It's better, and you know, sometimes it gets discouraging. And I can understand that, but praise be to God. She gives God the glory for everything that she do, everything she says. She prays constantly. She lifts up the name of Jesus. And I'm just so thankful that God gave me a wife like her, a woman of God.
A powerful woman, an anointed woman.
She knows the word, and she's a true lady soldier. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank God for that. Thank God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank
oh, that's
tonight.
Powerful.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank you so much, brother. Amen. Elder Samuel Hembrick, ladies and gentlemen, on the network tonight. If you're just joining us, this is Straight to the Point with Elder Hembrick tonight. A powerful word. You guys look it up here, Genesis chapter 16, folks. I encourage you to read the entire chapter. But he came from verses 9 through 11. And no win situation. I love it. And talk about Abraham and Sarah and Hagar. What a great story. What a great lessons learned there tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, we got to trust God. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. When you hear a voice from the Lord, don't try to get ahead of him, folks. Just wait on the Lord. I love it. Wait on the Lord.
Amen.
It may take a minute, but it'll be all in his time.
Amen.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you can listen to the broadcast over and over again on the network. Ladies and gentlemen, go to blogtalkradio.com, blogtalkradio.com/men. Let's talk, and just look for Straight to the Point. You'll be able to hear Elder Samuel Hembrick's message tonight on the network, and even the previous ones as well on the network as well. So we thank you so much tonight. Elder, we want you to have a great rest of the evening along with your wonderful wife, and have a powerful rest of the week, my friend. We appreciate you so much, man. God bless you today, and appreciate your time on Straight to the Point tonight. God bless you, sir. Appreciate you.
God bless you as well.
Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to leave you with thank you so much. I received that, Brother Hembrick. Thank you so much. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to leave you with Brother Donnie McClurklin. We're going to leave you with a song called Stand. We want everybody, men and women, children, everybody to stand on the word of the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we want you to stand on the word, folks, especially for the believer, no doubt about it. And those who have not believed, all you have to do is say, Lord, help me, and he will help you, folks. All you got to do is call on the name of the Lord, Father God, and he will help you, ladies and gentlemen. So we want you to stand on his word. God bless you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Straight to the Point. Have a great evening. Have a great rest of the week, and God bless you. Elder Hembrick, thank you so much for your time this evening, sir. God bless you.
Yeah, bless you so much.
Amen now.
And what do you say when you're been sent away? You're all alone. Tell me, what do you give when you give? Nothing left to do, you just stand, watch the Lord see you through. Yes, after you've done all you can, you just stand.
Gentlemen, a beautiful song by Donnie McClurkin. Stand. We want you to stand on the word of God, folks, for it is nothing else but the word. The word is holding everything. The entire universe is being held by God's word. It's amazing when you think about it. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, have a great rest of the day, great week. And we're here every Monday evening at 8 p.m. on Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. Let's get a Lord a hand clap of praise as we go out. Have a great day, ladies and gentlemen. Take care. Bye-bye now. Thank you so much for your time. Bye-bye.